are.
What child doesn't dream of reading government workbooks and solving nonsensical math problems? Common Core. Because all the good little communist countries are doing it. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
As all kids have tremendous talents, and we squander them pretty ruthlessly. I had a great story recently, I love telling it, of a little girl who was in a drawing lesson. She was six, and she was at the back drawing, and the teacher said, this little girl hardly ever paid attention. And in this drawing lesson, she did. And the teacher was fascinated. She went over to her, and she said, what are you drawing? And the girl said, I'm drawing a picture of God. And the teacher said, but nobody knows what God looks like. And the girl said, they will in a minute. Kids will take a chance. You know, if they don't know, they'll have a go. Am I right? They're not frightened of being wrong. Now, I don't mean to say that being wrong is the same thing as being creative. What we do know is, if you're not prepared to be wrong, you'll never come up with anything original. If you're not prepared to be wrong. And by the time they get to be adults, most kids have lost that capacity. They have become frightened of being wrong. And we run our companies this, by the way. We stigmatize mistakes. And we're now running national education systems where mistakes are the worst thing you can make. And the result is that we are educating people out of their creative capacities. If you think of it, the whole system of public education around the world is a protracted process of university entrance. And the consequence is that many highly talented, brilliant, creative people think they're not, because the thing they were good at school wasn't valued or was actually stigmatized. And I think we can't afford to go on that way. Picasso once said this. He said that all children are born artists. The problem is to remain an artist as we grow up. I believe this passionately, that we don't grow into creativity, we grow out of it. Or rather, we get educated out of it. We have to be careful now that we use this gift wisely, and the only way we'll do it is by seeing our creative capacities for the richness they are, and seeing our children that they are. And our task is to educate their whole being so they can face this future. By the way, we may not see this future, but they will. And our job is to help them make something of it.
Hi there, Sir Ken Robinson and kids being creative. And that's always the one thing we've had going for us in the United States, is that we fostered creativity and entrepreneurism and all of these wonderful things. Well, that might be changing with all of the new guidelines and new things that the CDC would like to rule our lives with. And of course, I've got Melissa on with us because we had a change in the schedule. Melissa's on right now with Uncle Milty for the first time, actually, right?
Yep.
That's so cool.
I think so.
I love it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Melissa. Always doing great work. And and I cannot wait to talk to you about that, because there's so much to the new CDC guidelines for schools in the fall that I think people will literally blow. It'll blow their, it should make them so angry that they will actually finally take their kids out, I'm hoping. Because I can't imagine sending kids to school in that environment that they have dreamed up for public kids everywhere. And so we will be talking about that in just a second. I also welcome to Melissa to the show, of course. And let me ask you, you know, I was talking about Las Vegas, and I was talking about the Venetian and all these things they were going to put up, secret temperature takers and all of these things, right? And totally intrusive. And I can't even imagine going to some of these casinos with all the measures that they're doing. It's such overkill. But we were talking about pools, because in Vegas, the reason they weren't reopening the pools is they couldn't decide if the lifeguard should wear a mask. I'm not joking. They couldn't decide if the lifeguard should wear a mask or not. And so I have to ask you, because I think one of your kids is a lifeguard.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Correct.
So tell me, what do they have new rules?
They do. And he's just now getting informed about them.
Uh-huh.
So here's the plan now. All of the lifeguards will have to wear a mask while mm-hmm. they're lifeguarding.
Mm-hmm.
They will not. This is an outdoor pool that is connected to a health club,
okay.
kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
Private membership kind of deal. And they are going to lock the door, so you cannot go from the pool deck into the building now. They will have 2-hour swim sessions.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the 2 hours, everyone from the pool has to clear, meaning they have to leave. They can't go back into the building. They have to go out into the parking lot to their cars, and the lifeguards will have to clean and sanitize everything. Every beach chair has to be washed down.
Every 2 hours?
The pool deck has to be scrubbed.
All the handles coming
in and out of the pool will have to be cleaned and sanitized, and the pool itself will have to be re-sanitized.
Every 2 hours?
Every 2 hours. So I asked him, I said, how long will it take to clean the pool? He says it's as if they were closing at the end of the day.
Oh my
God. After 2 hours, it will be a complete thorough cleaning of everything. He said that takes about an hour to do.
So,
and then they'll let people back in for another 2 hours.
So the same handle that they're going to have to go clean was the one that everybody with chlorine on their hands touched, and chlorine kills everything. So that makes sense. So they're re-disinfecting after the chlorine, Uncle Milty?
Well, actually, I'm kind of pleased to hear it, because when you first mentioned it, I had visions of something that might require a rectal thermometer.
That's next.
Don't give them any ideas, please.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to say. We've crossed the line of stupidity. Now we're into ignoramus. I can't believe somebody sat there and actually wrote that out and said, this is what you guys are going to be doing. That's amazing.
Do you two feel like you have awoken in a bad episode of The Twilight Zone?
Yeah, absolutely. A really bad episode of The Twilight Zone. Yes. It's like a nightmare that's going to play out slowly, because I can't imagine being a lifeguard and trying to do all this every 2 hours for no reason. And that's why it isn't because, and I really want to clear this up for people that might be listening for the first time to this show. It isn't because I just am somebody that's a rebel, okay? And I'm a rebel and I hate government, and so I'm just refusing to do anything they say. That isn't it at all, actually. The reason I feel this way is because I know, and I've done enough homework, that this is not a virus that is spread in the water, on food, on packages, on anything. In fact, we are over now the line, as far as Dr. Judy Mikovits said, we're now done. People have built immunity. There is no more of this. And so we're going to continue now to do worse measures.
It's a gigantic doubling down on everything. In every direction.
Okay, I'm going to take a caller for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Uncle Milty, Melissa, and myself. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just have to tell you what I think's happened is somebody has found a bunch of old Twilight Zone scripts. and what they're doing is they're distributing them liberally. And people are taking it as this is the way we should really behave.
Yes,
Inane is inane, no matter how you slice it. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Thank you so much. I'm going to take one more caller for you. Hi, caller. Go right ahead.
It's easy to tell people to wake up against these unconstitutional power grabs that result in such stupidity, as like you just talked about at the pool. Mm-hmm. But while we're waking up, we need to be waking up to things that, like, Johnson & Johnson is not going to sell baby powder in North America anymore, right? Because lawsuits,
right.
You know. So all the laws that they've written to protect us, driving businesses out of business or driving business to China, and that's why we bring so much over from China, is because so many laws keeping our people from doing that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're slowly tanking business. You do this to businesses, no one goes. Who's going to go to the pool and put up with that? Who's going to go to these casinos and put up with all the nonsense they're doing at the casinos? So, yes, I totally agree. It's draconian. It's insane is what it is. And thank you for your call. Go ahead, Uncle Milty.
I just got an email from my doctor.
Okay.
And it's a pre-done thing. But in it, it says to be extra careful, because there's going to be a lot of people traveling from other places to our area on Memorial Day weekend. So keep yourself as isolated in your home as possible while other people travel.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
Okay. It's just, you know what? I can't believe people say this with a straight face, because I know there's more common sense out there. I just know it. So why are we bypassing it, Melissa? Why are we just totally bypassing common sense altogether?
I wish I had an answer for that.
Me too.
I am perplexed. I am genuinely befuddled by why people have bought this narrative hook, line, and sinker. And let me share with this story with you as well. Mm-hmm. Here in Indiana, we're supposed to count ourselves lucky because apparently we don't live in Michigan or Illinois. Mm-hmm. And our governor has not been as oppressive as those two states have been. Mm-hmm. So this is what came out. It was either yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. That our lockdown, you know, we're in the phased reopening has to be all safe for everyone. But it was supposed to, the next phase was supposed to open up on Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So the governor said, and this is his words, that we have earned the right to open a little earlier. So he's going to let things open on Saturday instead.
Oh my gosh, you got the good citizen badge. Oh, I'm so proud of your whole state.
Here's kind of how it feels to me. You know, like when you abused your car privileges and your mom and dad said you can't drive the car now for a month.
Yeah.
So we were good and we were obedient and we didn't abuse our privilege. So now we get to have the car privileges back on Friday night. That's exactly
guys,
how it feels.
You grown adults are such good children. I just want to tell you.
We've earned you the really freaking are. Right.
Oh,
to have
what
your
a nice
right.
governor. You got a it nice just, governor.
But so, I don't know. And I know tons of people who are praising him, saying he's so moderate. This is so good. We better be really, really super careful because we can't open too fast or this might all come back at us.
Here's my answer to that. We did not move the goalpost of liberty, okay? We're not supposed to go groveling back and, oh, thank you, and oh, thank you, you little tyrant mayor, because I know a few, and you tyrant governor, and I know one of those too. Because you know what? We didn't move the goalpost. The goalpost is the same. They've all abused the liberty. So thanking them for giving us a little back? What the hell?
Wow.
What are we thinking?
I'm seriously getting tired of people telling me how moderate this whole plan is.
Oh, geez.
It's so moderate.
Yeah.
Well, if you compare it to what's going on in Michigan,
I can tell you.
It could look moderate.
I can tell you where to shove moderate. I am just appalled that a governor would be that arrogant to come out and tell you that you did a good job and earned some freedom.
I'm concerned about the both of you. You
What's
just
that?
Don't people could die.
Yes, everyone around us dropping like flies they are. So,
people
you know, we got that big old problem going on, right? We're going to come right back. Don't go anywhere. And if you haven't heard the CDC new guidelines for schools in the fall, I don't even know what to tell you. It's psychological abuse, and you've got to hear about it. Melissa's going to explain it. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When I think it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none.
Well, I don't know. I think it has hurt us in a very, very big way. Welcome back. A little Kodachrome for you. And I've got Uncle Milty with us. How are you,
I'm
sir?
Good, thanks.
And, of course, Melissa today, we had a switch in the schedule. And Chris Ann Hall was on yesterday. And I really appreciate Melissa's flexibility. She's amazing. So, Melissa, back here with you. Welcome back. And make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. This is this is absolutely the supplement. If you've been looking, I know you probably heard the ads. And you know what? It's true. There are so many testimonials to this. Because it's that good. You know how everybody always talks about a great restaurant when it's a great restaurant? This is the same thing. It's like, you have got to check this out. This is 31 fruits and vegetables. And if you put my name on there, you will actually get 35% off and free shipping in the promo code section when you order. But it's 31 fruits and vegetables, dehydrated down, those nutrients. It's got amazing things in it. And it also comes with a really neat drink that that really is, it kind of tastes like apples. It's actually really good. And it also has turmeric and all kinds of minerals and vitamins in it. It really and truly, if you care about your health and you really want your, right now is this would be the time to ramp up your health for what's coming in the fall. But make sure that you're doing that with Balance of Nature. Just go to balanceofnature.com and then put in my code, put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E when you order. Melissa, let's talk a little bit about what the CDC has in mind. And I don't know when they got to run this country, but what they have in mind for our children in the fall.
It's absolutely stunningly horrible.
Yeah.
And I think it amounts almost to child abuse.
I think it is child abuse. I think it's criminal, actually. Go ahead.
So these are the new guidelines for schools to reopen safely, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Children over the age of 2 should wear masks.
I'm sorry, but we don't have a problem in this country with children and COVID even. So why? Okay. Can you imagine these little kids wearing masks all day?
I cannot.
It's harmful to their health if they're healthy. I mean, I'm actually stunned by that because we don't have a problem in the youth. We haven't had one. They haven't chalked one up to, the youth. So I'm actually surprised.
Yeah, but every parent out there knows the story. Like, you send your kid to preschool and they get so sick. Mm-hmm. And you know why they get so sick? Because they haven't been exposed to a single germ their entire life.
Yep.
So let's put masks on them now.
Yeah.
So that by the, I don't know.
So
when will they ever,
whatever.
They can't even think about it.
Well, they can't build their immunity. Go ahead.
Okay, so there will be no sharing of any items or supplies. All belongings mm-hmm. will be in individual cubbies, should be in individual cubbies or labeled containers, no sharing. So a pencil, a pen, scissors, you have to have, every child has to have their own complete set and no one else can touch them. And by the way, I went back and looked at the actual regulation and what it,
Whoops,
they want the children to take those items home every day to clean them and sanitize them.
You got to be joking me. So we're making them neurotic. That's nice. And everything about kindergarten is sharing. So what are they going to do? Take down all those posters and no more sharing. That's nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That also includes like shared learning aids. For example, if you have math manipulatives in your classroom mm-hmm. or if you have a set of classroom readers, you can't share those either.
This is what school will look like in the fall. Okay. What's next?
Okay. Desks need to be 6 feet apart, all facing the same way.
Because COVID doesn't travel any other way. That's interesting.
Now,
so
I figure in a normal classroom, if you have children spaced 6 feet apart, you can put maybe 10 kids in a classroom.
Yeah, you're right.
There is not enough classroom space in my district mm-hmm. here to accommodate that.
Why?
There's no way. It can't happen.
Why do I have this feeling that they're going to up the budgets incredibly to come up with more building money for the schools and they're going to increase our taxes? Why do I feel this way suddenly?
But even if they do that, they can't have those situations in place in the fall.
Yeah. I don't know how they would do
that. There's no way to build 5 extra school buildings between now and September.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Well, they can cut class time in half.
Yeah, they might do mornings and afternoons. You never know. Because of COVID.
Well, do you know what? We eliminated morning and afternoon kindergarten here because mm-hmm. parents didn't like it because they're all at work.
Yes, exactly. I have a caller for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, actually, my call is for you, Kate, but a guest might want to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Your news at the top of the hour, the local part.
Uh-huh.
They just announced, the health department says that COVID is cases are up 50% in Washington County. Does that mean that was 2 this week or what?
One? Yeah, that means 50% from minuscule. Yes, a whole whopping 50% from minuscule. Yeah.
They should be telling the numbers, not at the health department's phony percentage.
Thank you very much, because they're extremely manipulative, the health department.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank
Everywhere.
You.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
You're
I really
welcome.
Appreciate that. Thanks. Oh, it just drives me crazy. Okay, go ahead. Oh.
Well, here's the next one.
Okay.
This is so demoralizing. Okay, we have to social distance on our school buses. 1 child per seat, and they have to skip a row between each child. That means that school buses can accommodate 10 children.
So they
But the girls won't have their pigtails pulled anymore.
So they're
That's a good safety thing to remember.
Oh my gosh! So they're going to start at 3 a.m. I mean, they're going to have to with the amount of buses. That's nice.
Well, we were told at one time by our school superintendent that the buses were one of the largest line items in their school, in the entire district's budget, because it was so expensive. And we already have our high schoolers and middle schoolers riding buses together. Mm-hmm. In rural parts of Indiana, we have high schoolers, middle schoolers, and elementary school children all riding together.
Interesting.
Covering vast distances of territory. Mm-hmm. 10 yeah. kids per bus ain't yeah. gonna work. Can't yeah. work.
Right. So, go ahead.
Well, I'll just add this too. I have marching band kids, and our high school marching band runs about 250 kids. How are they going to move them?
Yeah. Very, very interesting. This is just getting so out of hand, and the nonsensical, irrational, neurotic response to all of this. And so tell me about the one-way routes and hallways. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, they're gonna put tape on the sidewalk outside to ensure that children stay 6 feet apart. Now, I don't know how that happens when they're moving. Do they have moving tape marks or something?
I don't know.
That's confusing to me. But we have to have one-way routes, and students have to stay 6 feet apart. Have you ever been in a high school during a passing
yeah.
period
yeah.
when kids are moving from classroom to classroom?
Exactly. Well, you know, it jumps from person to person, apparently. I guess that's what these people think. So these are the same people that deal with disease and illness, and they're telling us that this jumps from person to person. I don't have no words. They're so corrupt. The CDC is so corrupt. I just have... Okay, just keep going because I'm going to lose
okay.
my mind.
This is another one that is particularly heinous. No communal shared spaces, cafeterias, or playgrounds. So kids will not be allowed to go and eat in a cafeteria because that they have to stay in their classroom. They are only allowed to eat prepackaged boxes or like a lunch box that's been prepackaged with individually packaged items inside.
A lot of preservatives.
There will
good.
Be... Yeah, no cafeteria food for you.
Yeah, you just...
So kids have to... So they report to their cell block uh-huh. in the morning, and uh-huh. they stay there for the entire day because they can't go outside to the playground because there might be evil virus lurking there, and they can't go to a cafeteria. My guess is before we're done, we're going to hear a complaint from the teachers' union about some of this.
You think? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Because, yeah, you think?
Physical barriers between the sinks and bathrooms where you're washing your hands, for Pete's sakes.
If they put physical barriers between the urinals, I'm an advocate of that.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, they are more concerned about this stuff than they were about adult men in women's restrooms.
Amen. Great point. Mm-hmm. Amen. And we were joking earlier that they should just give them catheters. I mean, let's just stick catheters in these kids. We'll send them off to China even to get raised because they'll be happy there. And of course, they have all these, you know, a lot of these same rules. They're not even this draconian, but they're not even this insane over there. But this is just the kind of nonsense that we're getting to. Is this neurotic behavior that we're going to be teaching the kids and isolation. Perfect. That's perfect.
So this is the reason I think we're going to hear from the teachers' union right here. Same children stay with the same staff all day, no switching groups or teachers. So does that mean no more art class, no more music class, no more PE?
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah, go ahead, Uncle Milty.
Does it say anything about cutting teachers' pay?
Uh-huh.
Because
not
of it,
to my knowledge, the CDC well,
then you
wouldn't
won't hear
speak
from
about
the teachers. Yeah,
then you won't hear from the teachers. That's actually so true.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They probably won't say much.
You know, I don't think that's right. I think teachers will be very upset because teachers are very protective of their time, their prep time, and their lunch time.
Yeah.
That is their social time as well, and that is stipulated by contract.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Tell me about the extracurricular, because I think this is where the parents are going to come out of the woodwork. Unfortunately, this point is going to have them, but not unfortunately, but it's just going to be odd that this is the one thing that's going to get them is this next one.
About no field trips?
Yeah, no field trips, assemblies, external. Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. External organizations.
Yeah.
Right.
And a limitation on visitors and volunteers. So, you know what? When I was concerned about my son in school and I made an arrangement to come up and observe in the classroom, none of that. Can't do that. I was the only parent volunteer for many years in my kids' classrooms. Mm-hmm. None of that will be allowed.
What about sports?
And teachers, there will be none of that.
Well, hold on, Uncle Milty.
Now,
Uncle Milty?
You know, the visitor thing?
Uh-huh.
I have a real problem with that.
Why?
I mean, we went to a lot of trouble when my children were growing up to make sure that parents could go into the school anytime they want and visit.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For reasons.
Yes, for reasons. And now none of that? Like you said, Melissa, you used to go in.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, think carefully. What we're hearing about in hospitals where people are isolated in the hospital and their family can't go to visit them or oversee mm-hmm. their care,
mm-hmm.
you get abuse in those situations.
Yep.
And I'm not charging teachers with abuse at all, because I think most teachers in the classroom have a great love and care for students.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if a parent had a concern, you will have no way to find that out. There will be no verification. There will be no other eyes in that classroom.
Jeez.
And there are a few. There are mm-hmm. a few bad eggs out there. We know that.
There are. There absolutely are. And so we're going to come back. We're going to talk about three more. It's astounding. I hope people out there are going to at least get outraged enough that they would not let their children. I would think that if a parent let their children into this scenario, then you are letting them be abused, because this is such an abusive, psychologically abusive situation to throw your kids in 8 hours a day. I can't imagine this. I know you guys can't imagine this. Mm-mm. And I sure hope the parents write their superintendents and tell them that they will not put up with this, because the superintendents have gone hook, line, and sinker with the CDC so far. Be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have been known to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, and now I am sleeping all night and I'm getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's a wonderful change for me. Plus the fact my cooking abilities in my current house, they're not what they should be and what I'm used to. I only have a microwave. That's all I've got. I don't have a way to prepare anything. I know I'm not eating correctly. So a balance of nature helps me to balance out what I eat. And I'm thankful that I have what I have. I tell everybody about it because this is a godsend to me.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Welcome back. Great song. Great song. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. And we're discussing what the CDC has offered up as guidelines for the schools this fall. And I know if it's making you want to hurl and you're upset and there's no way you're going to put up with this, then I applaud you. And then also, you have got to start right now with a campaign to consistently email the superintendent, call the superintendent, let them know that their public is not going to show up in the fall if they plan to do this, because these rules are so physically, I think psychologically, I'm sorry, abusive to children. I can't imagine even contemplating that they would do this. But here's one of the problems, though, right? I don't know if you guys agree, but all I've seen is these complete total wuss bags as superintendents and on the boards, and all they keep doing is kowtowing to the CDC. They ended schools before they ever needed to. That we didn't have a problem in our schools. Why didn't they stand up and say, we do not have a problem in schools with children. Children are not getting this. And even if you guys want to all believe in this, they're not getting it. So why are we doing this? So right there was an opportunity for them to stand up for liberty, to stand up and ask the right questions, and none of them did. I don't believe in any of these people. I think they're horrific. And I'm telling you that they have hook, line, and sinkered along with the CDC and blamed them at every turn. Do you know why we can't have graduation this week? In my community is because even though we're all going back to work, everything's really okay. What they're doing is they're saying, well, the CDC says we can't gather in a group more than 50 for another month. There's no logic to that. The health department. There's no logic to that. But guess what, folks? The health departments do whatever the CDC says, and anybody that is in an elected official role is doing whatever the health department wants them to do. And they're all playing the blame game, but everything goes back to that corrupt CDC. What do you think, Uncle Milty?
I think I'm going to puke.
I know. I think I'm going to puke, too. Melissa?
I want to make sure that people understand that this has to go, this conversation has to go beyond the local superintendent, too, and school board.
Yeah.
This needs to be carried on many, many states. My state here in Indiana, mm-hmm. the local school board takes direction from the state superintendent.
Right.
And so...
Yeah.
If...
Okay.
I was speaking to someone else today, and I said, well, you know, parents are getting up in arms. They're going to pull their kids out. They're going to homeschool. They're going to do this. And the point was made, you better take it up with your state as well, because as soon as the federal government says you don't comply with CDC regulations in your schools, mm-hmm. we're going to withhold all your education funding. They all fold up.
Yeah. Even though it's only 7%, they're going to act like it's 100%. I have mm-hmm. a caller for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Do you remember Van Jones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Glenn Beck brought him to light.
Yes.
Well, he said, and this is the whole reason for all these ridiculous things that they're bringing out.
Mm-hmm.
He said, bottom up, top down, mm-hmm. inside out.
Right.
And that's what they're doing. They want the people to raise up so they can bring the top down and crush them and turn everything inside out.
Yep, that's exactly. You're exactly right. It's the perfect point. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for making that point. It's exactly what they're doing, Uncle Milton.
So all these school things that we're talking about and thinking, mm-hmm. how can we stop this from happening? The former Homeland Security Secretary, Tom Ridge, said today,
mm-hmm.
coronavirus has become a permanent risk for all Americans, and state and federal officials will have to learn how to manage it.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of dirt do they have on that guy? Wow. Okay. The permanent nature of COVID. Go ahead.
There's one more thing I want parents to be really, really aware of here. They're going to do, just like in the casinos, just like in the everywhere now, they're going to do temperature checks on the kids every day. And if your child has got a temperature, are they going to call you and ask you to come get your kid? Nope, they're going to report your child to the local health department first.
Oh, my gosh.
And then that child will be met with health enforcement officers.
Oh,
and then you will be notified.
I'm sick. I am so sick.
So, you know, all the clinics we got in all our school, you know, we got to have all, you know,
yes,
every
you're
school
right.
has to have its own in-school clinic.
You're right. This is why. This is why they wanted school property to have those health clinics, and they wanted the parents to give away those rights during the school day to say the school can bring them to an appointment. The school can dictate and monitor them. No wonder. Okay, now that makes way more sense. Okay. Wow.
So how long has this been planned for?
10 years.
Longer than
I think
that.
So.
Yeah. Jeez. Daily health and temperature checks, you guys. I can't imagine doing this to kids. I just can't even imagine. And then rules about cleaning, disinfecting through the day, hand washing frequently. They're going to come out socialist, neurotic,
germaphobes. OCD about it.
And then on top of that, they get the Common Core education brought to us by Bill Gates and Obama, which actually teaches them nothing. In fact, it's disgraceful. I fear for the youth.
Since this whole thing started, I have been absolutely amazed at how many educated, mature, responsible adults I know that are scared to death.
Yeah.
Because of this little virus. Imagine what doing this is going to do to the brains of your children.
Oh, my gosh. Because you're right. That's a great point, because this is a cold virus. And a lot of people out there running around with their little masks on, driving around in their car with their little mask on. I've never seen a more ridiculous sight than driving in a car by yourself with a mask on.
Yeah.
Or running with a mask on. I think people are seriously total idiots. But anyway, here we have these adults, you're right, that are buying into this. And they've scared the crap out of their kids. And what are the teachers and principals and everybody that these kids trust going to do? Scare more of the crap out of these kids.
Yep.
Endlessly. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Can you imagine being a kindergartner and you will never have seen the face of your teacher because she will have a mask on?
No, I can't.
You will never see your teacher smile at you.
Yeah.
Your teacher will never see you smile either.
So what's the end game then? Because Uncle Milton?
I was just going to say, my teachers never smiled at me.
Catholic nuns? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so the end game then. What do they want? Because that's really what people are going to start asking. Why this? Why are we going to do this? Now all these pieces are starting to make sense. Why they did the health clinics in the schools and everything else. Okay, so talk about Mao. You know, what is the end game?
Well, on the break, we were just discussing that during the Cultural Revolution, Mao shut down all the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And Mao had other things. He was cleaning teachers out and doing other things as well during the Cultural Revolution. But the end result that happened was there's a generation of people in China that never learned to read or write or do math. And they are adults now, and they are completely handicapped by their inability, their lack of literacy.
So
we have kids right now. I have several friends who are teachers, and one of my friends who's a math teacher said that only about maybe 15% of her students were doing online learning.
Right. But
they just dialed out.
So besides the fact, and I loved that caller with that, and hold on, caller, for just a moment. The other caller said, you know, about having people rise up and taking them out, because that's absolutely what they would like to do. This would be about dumbing down this generation so much. But luckily, hopefully, we can homeschool. Hopefully, there'll be a window where homeschooling doesn't seem so scary to people, because it's actually so much better than what they're getting in public school. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
The end game is the opposite of liberty.
Yeah.
It's control.
Yep.
And if you can control the children and put into their heads whatever it is you want to put into their heads, and their parents aren't there to see what's being put in, then how hard is it to gain complete control over the next few generations, and how many generations of kids raised that way?
You're right.
Can we survive?
You're right. And at school, are they going to hear mommy and daddy aren't keeping you safe enough?
Well, at school, are they going to hear, are mommy and daddy doing anything that they shouldn't be doing?
Mm-hmm.
If they are, you should tell so-and-so.
Yeah.
And wasn't there a program like that back in the 30s called the Brown Shirts?
So, yes.
I mean,
yes, there was.
Excuse me for drawing that parallel, but isn't that exactly what we're talking about?
No, we need to bring up that parallel. It's very relevant. Thank you so much. Love the call.
The Hitler Youth.
Yep.
They took the children from their parents.
Well, if you'll recall, you had a guest on who was born and raised in East Germany. And he talked about in the elementary schools, the teachers would ask them when they were starting to teach children how to tell time, they would ask what kind of clock the kids knew at home.
Right.
Because they could get a West German TV station and an East German TV station,
right,
and the clock looked different on each one.
Harold.
And so they were asking children, which one looks familiar to you, in order to determine what parents were watching at home.
Jeez Louise. So yeah,
that's
Harold, oh my gosh, was the guest. In fact, you guys think about this. Think about this for just a second. So we have this COVID tracing, right? And so a lot of adults are going to be like, I'm not going to go test because that way they'll go and quarantine me. So if they're doing this to the kids, what's the first thing they're going to do? Go quarantine the parents. Because they're doing a mandatory temp check. So if they have a temperature, they go to the parents. That chain starts, is the kid to the parents and whoever the parents have been in contact with. That just is sickening. And I just thought about that. I was like, oh, this just makes it so easy for the COVID tracing to happen, that surveillance state. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate. I love your show.
Thank you.
I just want to say, I came from a community or a cult that it slowly started warping into controlling the schooling.
Right.
Removing from public school to private school. Pretty soon it got so far as to, the children don't belong to you, they belong to the church.
Ah.
And I kid you not, it got so bad. And I see so many similarities to what's going on.
Oh,
and
boy.
The end result is disrespect eventually. Because now there is no, now there's the higher powers that I don't have to respect my father or my mother.
Oh my gosh. So
and it's,
frightening.
It is not pretty.
Oh, I'm so glad you called in. Wow.
I see deja vu coming with this.
Oh, geez. Okay, thank you so much. We're short on time.
Wakey
is right. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah.
Well, while we're talking about this and thinking about how are we going to stop this from happening, remember that from 1958 to 1962, they estimate that Mao murdered 45 million people because they didn't agree with what was going on.
Yeah.
I will gladly give my life.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Melissa, oh my gosh.
Well, my teacher friends have also pointed out that this plan flies in the face of 50 years of educational research about how children learn, what is best for children emotionally, intellectually, all of that. And so I'm not sure who was put in charge of this, but it's about time that parents and teachers align themselves together. Whether you intend to homeschool your child, or we better understand that what happens in the public schools is important to all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of us. We have to learn. We better start making alliances with teachers and principals and people who are willing to stand with us on this.
I agree. And take your kids out. And you know what? Develop a co-op in your neighborhood. So one of you is teacher each day. And then you have the kids with all the other, the neighbors and so forth, whatever their specialty of learning is. But let's use this as an opportunity to start homeschooling your kids and developing another way for them to learn. And it doesn't even have to be inside the confounds of your own house. You're probably sick to death of your house right now. You know what? This can be a neighborhood thing too. I wish we weren't out of time. Dang it. This is one of those hours where I just wish it actually we had a lot more time. Melissa, wow, great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. No, I wish it was a more cheerful subject.
Hat tip to you on getting this to the show. I really appreciate it. And thank you. And oh my gosh, it's just horrific. This is horrific. Uncle Milty, thank you. Appreciate you too. And tomorrow, I've got such a great author. He's gonna tell you how to sue your governor. He's amazing. He also writes for all kinds of publications like the Daily Caller. He'll be on the show. And then also I have got Allison Armstrong talking about relationships tomorrow too. Help you with your honey. So everybody, be faithful, be fearless. See you here tomorrow. Thanks, Melissa. Thanks, Uncle Milty.